Hello, everybody. This is Craig Stepp, and this is Look What I Found for August 11th, 2014. And this is episode 79. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting podcast challenge entry for today. And I was presented with some horrible news, just like everybody else tonight, or a little bit earlier, say evening, when that was that Robin Williams passed away, which is... That was a blow. I was having trouble reading the statement about him, because he's one of those influences that were big on me. You know, he's one of those personalities that hit you like a ton of bricks, and it's hard to explain. It's kind of like, for me, Mad Magazine or Weird Al Yankovic or Douglas Adams. You know, it's one of those things that's so totally out there, totally different, and just, you know, grabbed my attention. I loved him in Mork and Mindy, which is, you know, I think a lot of people did at the time. I enjoyed the Popeye movie. It wasn't a great movie, but I enjoyed seeing him run around as Popeye and all the other stuff. Goodwill Hunting, I thought he was fantastic in, and Dead Poets Society. And it's really sad to see him go. It feels like, it's just a closing of an important chapter for myself, because I was a fan of his. I loved his stand-up, his energy. Always wished I could have that kind of energy and talk that fast about stuff or whatever and just let things reel off your mind. Every once in a while it happens to me, but... Not like that. I don't know many people in the world that can really rattle off stuff like that. Just keep on going and going and going. But I know some of that was probably drug induced early on. But needless to say, he was an incredible talent, and I would definitely miss him. So anyway, I don't know what else to say about that other than that's. It's terrible, and I wish him, his family, all the best. And, you know, I know that depression is a terrible thing, and that's what they're saying he was struggling with, which is weird. It's the, I don't understand. Well, you know, I don't think I've got any depression problem myself, and I don't understand. So maybe that's why I can't understand it, that somebody would be so seemingly happy as Robin Williams, because every time I've never. Unless he's acting, I've only seen him, you know, with a cracking jokes and whatnot. So you would think that he was like the happiest person on the planet. So I guess that's the veil that depression can pull over yourself, is when, you know, everybody sees this affront, but at the same time, he's got a, a problem in the back room, so to speak. So. It's not the easiest thing to detect, obviously, because, I didn't see it. And I've known people said they've had problems with depression. And it affects people in certainly different ways. Like in his case, you thought he was happy, but on the back end, he's not. And it's not like they can really snap out of it or even tell somebody they're not, you know, they're feeling depressed, because they're kind of pulled back in some respects and they're not really sharing everything. So it's hard to detect. But, you know, if something's got you down, I guess the best thing to do is really to talk to somebody about it. Hopefully that's the best medicine. It's kind of a weird episode here. I'm giving advice on depression, which I clearly have no, no insight on, other than what I've been heard and have been told. So anyway, here's to Robin Williams, and we'll talk at you later. Good night.